The U.S. Attorney's Office is handing out the grants worth $250,000 to law enforcement agencies from Rock County to Superior. Eric Peterson is the U.S. Attorney for the Western District.
The beauty of Project Safe Neighborhoods is that it lets local entities decide how best to deal with the problems of gangs and guns in their community and how to spend this money.
And it's spent in ways that you may not always see.
To support investigators, pay overtime, provide training, distribute gun safety kits, deter juvenile crime, develop and promote community outreach efforts.
Peterson doesn't go so far as to say gang violence is a growing problem.
It's a problem we want to address. Illegal firearm use is a danger to everyone in our community, and we want to do everything we can to ensure the public safety.
Ann Peterson believes the 60-year-old Project Safe Neighborhoods is having a positive impact. He hears it from law officers on the street.
They'll tell you that when they arrest folks or have contact with defendants on the street, individuals will say things like, I'm not carrying a gun, man. Just want you to know I'm not carrying a gun. Or if they have a gun, they're using it, and the first thing they're saying is, this isn't going to be a federal prosecution, or you guys aren't here for that PSN thing, are you? So clearly the message is getting out there on the street.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.